As we enter the chase.
Was created and written for the National Broadcasting Company by Lauren Clee. In tonight's cast, Norman Rose was heard as Andre. Others in the cast were June Corey, Edgar Staley, and Stephen Snoddle. The Chase was engineered by Lee Kramer. Your announcer, Fred Collins. The Chase was directed and transcribed by Walter McGraw. A toupee transforms the bald-headed man into a fugitive from death in the chase.
Starting the 18th, enjoy the best of Groucho on NBC.
I am Mr. Bumbles. And this is Matt Moon, continuing until dawn here on CKW 95.5 FM Winnipeg. Lots of whatever going on. And this is how it is.
The National Broadcasting Company invites you by transcription to join the chase. Hound and fox, hawk and sparrow, chicken and bird. We in the topmost species of the boat join the hunt. But who is to judge precisely which of our hounds or foxes as we enter the chase?
You're a bum. This is Charlie Morgan coming right to your own big bomb, Potter. Because of your pig-headed new Mr. Big News, beats the ass bomb, and I'm laughing at you, Potter. Right, my sleeve. I will be with Joe Squibby. But it's sad, Potter. It's downright pitiful. Remember the day you can't meet Mr. Editor. Remember the day you bound me off the staff.
Big wheel, sitting on a rainbow behind your loud desk, fat-faced and smug. Alone under your staff down here in South America. Top foot kisser of the continental press.
Yeah, I can still feel the oil around your greasy mouth.
Morgan, you're fired.
I'm what?
Fired.
My word.
Look at that.
Synonym, bound, can, hold sour from. And dismiss me without notice.
Why?
Am I fired?
Oh, several reasons.
I won't list them all, just two of them. A, you drink too much. B, you're a rotten reporter.
No, wait a minute.
As a newsman, you're through. Particularly here in South America. And you know.
Yeah, I guess I do.
The AP fired first, and you lost your UP. I gave birth to a rotten animal because I felt sorry for you.
I don't want to lecture about it.
Too much Vino, Charlie, too many readers. This is a newspaper office, a Hollywood version of the newspaper office I like. Days gone, reporters wore their hats on the backs of their heads, scoop town, having a quick one, and hurry speak. You got to work for a living, want to keep a job, Johnny.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I'll stake you to the tourist plane back to New York. It's 5,500 miles due north, Charlie, and I don't expect you to walk.
Keep your sake, Potter.
Oh,
I'll get along.
Maybe you're right about the Fugees and the Dane. But when you call me a rotten,
don't try
to arrest someone.
Blind, I'm better than you'll ever be, and I'll prove it.
How? I'll let you know. Right after I wind up cockeyed.
You were half right anyway, Potter.
I couldn't hold down. That's why I came down to S.A. in the first place.
My rest space is getting too bad.
But the atmosphere south of the Amazon began to change, Potter, and I knew it when I wandered into the tourist cocktail lounge in the El Paso Hotel and found myself in my bar.
I will give you a new scoop all about. I can only tell you a time that he's a concerned missing person.
A man world lost dead.
That suddenly reappeared.
Big deal.
Wait a minute.
Well, all right.
You've got to be right.
What is it?
Will you pay $500?
Maybe.
$500?
Money.
I can get it. I waited ten minutes and walked around and left the hotel. I strolled up and I needed to kill a little time and crossed my 5,000 and I checked back. 20 minutes later, I was standing in front of room 413. I rapped again. Then I tried the door and found out it opened. The room seemed empty at first, but when I crossed the window, I saw arms behind the couch. There was a body attached to the arm, Potter.
As I lifted my head, I saw the bullet hole in the chest. Gun out. Tell me. Look, Potter, you would be next. Run, Senor. For your life.
The next thing I heard was that, and I lowered what left gun out of the door. My first instinct was to get out of there fast, as I started the door, I noticed a photograph standing near the bed. It's a picture of a woman. And I grabbed down the hunch and yanked it out of the frame. That's when they made attempt number one, Potter, touch me up. The shot came wind to wind, and I made my way out of the car and started racing down the hallway. I heard footsteps behind me, and I knew I was being chased. I could almost hear the bullets pass my ear, no time to stand on the door. I grabbed the nearest door, but there was a door. I grabbed the nearest door, but there was a door. I beg your pardon. Excuse me. I asked you 10 more seconds, and would have been who I was.
What are you doing in my room? I'm running. I'm a gun.
Somebody out in that car that thinks it's an open season on America.
Is this some kind of tactical joke? Didn't you hear the shot? No.
Well, I heard him, mister, and they were meant for me.
Just open that door.
Please.
Well?
All empty.
You're sure?
Look for yourself.
The guy who must take my powder, which suits me fine.
Please, exactly what is this all about?
Man murdered, room 413.
On this floor?
Now, wait a minute. They've had five prizes at me, and I don't number six to hit jackpot.
I tell you there's no one here in the corridor, Mother.
Now, show me the corpse.
This way.
Incidentally, who are you?
Charlie Morgan, my man.
Minus two. And Charlie, you mind if I just had a liquor in your...
Okay, I had a quick one.
Is it?
This is a room.
The one is empty, my friend.
Empty? Quiet.
Put it down to the bottom of the deer.
You think I'm like my con?
No, not that. Would it be wise to forget? Why should I threaten you? Look, I've got a part of the page banner in my pocket. It will give me five minutes.
You can read all about it in the next edition. He smiled again, then a smiling one on his eye, and looked over like I was some kind of bug under glass. He was still gawking at me with all his molars showing when I left the room. As soon as I stepped out into the street from the hall lobby, I knew I had made another mistake. I should have called your father from Boom Boom the night, but it's too late now. Right behind, locked the doorway, was a guy with a check of my arm face like an ace. He was watching with an ugly scowl. One of his mitts was inside his pocket, wrapped around the gun. I began to warn, and so did he. And then I tried to build myself on a narrow street, but he suddenly, like glue, and the second I expected, his revolver crack, he'll be let burn through my spine. Then, just as I spotted a shotgun, I gave myself gun inside the crowd. A few seconds later, I looked behind me, and he was gone. I ducked into a home. Charlie Morgan, Potter. Listen, I'm calling for Boom Boom to the alley. I'm a real car. I got a hit the hot. A guy's been mending. He's supposed to be dead, but he's shown up again. Well, I don't know yet. No, 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 no. Don't be a trouble, man. Murdered because of the thing I saw his body. The old hotel.
Because his body disappeared.
Do I get my job back if things hook up? I wasn't on my way, at least not yet, because I suddenly spotted the girl who was chasing me coming through the arcade. I ducked out of the phone booth just as he caught my eye, and they both started moving together. He was big, but I was fast. And 10 seconds later, I tumbled into a cab in the parking lot of the arcade and yelled,
Calling my head! Uno, dos, cinco, cuatro, hombre!
I looked
I looked back through the window and saw him standing on the curb.
The sun was down, the streets were getting dark, but I could have sworn I saw a smile on the face of my hat jumped away.
5 minutes later, I knew the joke was on me.
Drive.
Hombre,
you're,
where are you going?
Calle Marte, senor.
This isn't the way to Calle Marte, you're going north.
Si, senor.
Como?
Short cut, senor.
Es el bien, senor.
Wait a minute.
Stop the car, I'm getting out.
Did you hear me, hombre?
Stop the car, you're looking for a fire, senor.
Enjoy the ride.
We hit a tree head on, and I was a wreck. I got out of luck with a twist of the shoulder and a cut on my cheek. While the driver's head smacked into the dashboard and knocked him over.
Hombre, wake up.
Hombre, get easy, hombre.
Now I've got the loser. Can you stand?
No, try it.
Come on, that's better. Now let's keep the name, you were pretty good at it before. What's the deal?
Who paid me for a ride? I do not remember.
Will you remember better than I badge your skull with a scourge?
No, por favor. I'm a poor man.
A few pesos, I'm not worth much, am I?
Not hurt, senor. Just to drive you.
What?
Okay, let's go. Senor?
I said let's go. To that house, hombre. He took me through the woods about half a mile. We broke down the shack car park. It was a big job, European, Mercedes. It's like being congressman. I nudge, I stop for a minute while I like the stops around me. This joint?
Who owns it?
I don't know.
Who lives in the shack?
Do you know you're alive?
No. Congratulations.
Come on, move in the dust, bust window, and we see some inside. We approached the window slowly, bent back half over, and when we reached the house, I raised my head slightly, and I figured the road go by. The first guy I noticed, the half-hat man, chased through the street, and then I spotted a guy calling himself Kirk Stubin. Between him and another car, he was back, and his head hunched over, almost hidden by an iron collar. This is what he's in there. The guy got out of the door. Before I could get a good look at his face, I spotted my ray-raised hand and fired point blank through the window. I felt that pain in my right wrist, and I dropped the gun. Then everything happened at once. The driver's lunch, back door, all the air, filled with odors, and wind. How I got back home, I don't know. I remember how dark it was. I tore through the woods, and the way my spine crawled every time I heard a noise behind me, and I thought they were closing in. But I found my way back into the city on an Amtrak. That's when you came into the picture again, you great, big, lovable slob.
Mark? Yeah, Morgan.
What's happened to you?
You're a mess.
I've been conned, chased, mauled, and shot out of a plane, with a gun, falling on a fire radiator, a cap in my teeth. Rift, forget it. Listen, I've been doing that. Somebody big, a little loose, Potter. Someone fell hard, howling for a mass murder just to keep quiet. Oh, wait a minute. How do you? How do you think I got into this business? Playing Jack?
I tell you, this is something bigger than you've ever been in my life. Look at the picture. It's the one I took in Gonzalez's room. She must have been his girlfriend, and he knew all the answers. And he knew who this character is.
She will.
If I can find it.
What did you say?
Actually, she doesn't. The whole thing's a template to the teapot.
No, that's not a real expression. How can you tell what they know?
Because she was inside.
She's what?
They found Gonzalez's body half an hour ago. She came in and stalked. Gonzalez was mixed up with a small-time heist. Who broke out of jail?
And you believe that yarn? Look at me, that's why not.
Would a small man walk down the street without being tailed by a walking herd? No, no.
I warned him. They faced him. He wouldn't admit. Then we tried to... Found his body. What's that? Who's there? The car escape. They got an alarm. You an American, Alan?
I was educated in Chicago. Gonzalez, Fanny.
Just wondering, where he met him. He was a relative in that wrong hand. I love him. Goodbye, Papa. It's been very nice. Goodbye, Mr. Collins. I wish I could...
Tell, please. He's lying, Father. Why? They put us off, and probably knock off the KK. I'm going to let it go. What are you going to do? Let my tail have $8. Now it's my turn. I'm going to place my fire.
I saw her head under a cab, I climbed into another one and followed.
We drove the main drag to the center of town.
Her taxi stopped off on one of the bushes, like a big white stone there that looked like an embassy.
She walked inside, and I ran around back.
But myself into the service entrance.
I passed through a footless pantry and found her in the reception room.
Just taking off her hat.
Hello again.
You. Me.
You followed me.
Sure.
Why?
Because you lied before. Gonzalez was mixed up with a small-time gangster. This new barber is bigger.
They're rash, my good friend.
The word is stubborn.
Who's wrong here?
No, don't bother. And stay away from that drawer.
What are you looking for? A gun?
I'm becoming a very cautious guy lately.
Don't be silly.
You've changed a little in the last hour. Have I? Father's off to get a taste of breath. Well, if you were to tell my story, why bother saying more? Who's the man on the other end of the crowd? I saw you back in the bubble. He's the one who's supposed to be dead. I thought you were the one. What's his name, honey? I haven't the slightest idea.
You sure you don't want to?
And have you flavored cyanide? No. Thanks.
You don't mind if I have one then? You were educated in the States, huh? I was. Where were you born? In a hospital. Very funny. You've got me into this. You're such a nice little boy. Why do you want to bring trouble on yourself? I like trouble. It agrees with my appetite.
Be careful, choice food. I don't want to get drunk. Finish drinking, will you? Get your hat. Oh, we going somewhere? Police, senorita. You're not serious. Do I look like I'm laughing? You couldn't possibly take me to the police, darling. No? Why not? Because that gun you were looking for is in someone else's hand.
And he stands right behind you. Good evening.
Herr Schubin, I presume. Looks like we're back where we started. I was running. One of your goons on my tail.
But it's a chase. M. Fear. Fry up.
Yes.
Bring the car out of the back and call Bow Wow up.
What shall I tell him?
Say, the fox is cornered. He will distort us of the health on the bridge.
Do you want me to drive?
Yeah, yes.
Are we taking a little ride?
Exactly.
You are a warm one, but people will cool you off.
You will go out of this house with your hands in your pockets.
Be careful not to let it down.
Make that clear?
Very.
Good. And let me warn you, my friend. One false move, and I shoot to kill.
I left city limits. Many bright ideas I had to make a break down on life by the rod, press in my rear. I didn't know where we were going, and I didn't bother to ask because I had a funny feeling I wasn't coming back.
Are you coming to the room, my friend?
Oh, extremely.
Good.
Because my curiosity is burning on the other side. Well, who is this guy who has this?
Give them 10 minutes and they can do away with anything in life that has happened on the water.
The bridge was made of wood, fence, and rough river below, a car parked in the center, the Mercedes I saw before, and the guy behind the wheel was in the arcade, but it was the second man I was in, the one with the iron collar, and he was standing just outside my car in the rear bridge, watching.
You have to have your curiosity satisfied, my friend. Look for yourself.
Who is he?
He's in the shadows, his colors turned around on his head. Fire! Yes! Fire! 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 Fire!
The bridge was weak and it couldn't hold the weight of those heavy cars. Just as it bucked lightly to the bank, but Steuben went down to the others. As the cars bubbled underwater, I saw the surface suddenly come alive with piranhas as they moved in for the kill. The next thing I knew, I had head bobbed up water, gasping for air. It was the mystery man with the upturned coat collar, and just before the fish pulled him under, I caught a glimpse of a trick-mas mustache and heard him scream. I searched the river bank for hours to find out what Noble Coat was. The coat trick mustache was wearing. Inside I found the billfold. I remembered the billfold wore a coat card. It looked like some kind of a political party identification tag. Only the ink and the card card reading what it said. But I was able to make out two things on the card. One was a cross symbol in the form of a flat wicker on the other right hand corner, and the other was what was left of the name on the bottom. His first name, Potter.
Adolf. The created and written for the National Broadcasting Company by Lawrence Lee. Featured in tonight's cast was Clinton Haywood. Others were Doris Dalton, Stephen Schnabel, Wendell Holmes, and Louis Van Rooten. The Chase was directed and transcribed by Walter McGraw.
Adventures in time and space. Transcribed in future tense.
Dimension X.
The National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with Street and Smith, publishers of Astounding Science Fiction, bring you Dimension X. The war had been going on for generations. The sea and air were ruled by guided atomic missiles, radiation, and total destruction drove man underground. And there the war continued. The great beds of shale and limestone trembled as an underground cruiser chewed its way through the age of rock. The ship was squat, ugly. The top of its cutting head 40 feet above the clattering caterpillar tread. It was windowless, and behind the grinding duralloy blade were ugly lumps that concealed the gun. On the bridge, Commander Sanderson fought the vibration, one hand tight on a stanchion.
Culver, I see strong insulation.
Port refrigeration went out. Starboard can't carry the load. I've got damage control on.
Go back.
Aye, sir.
Give me a silent reading.
Severe shock, 30 seconds back. Change course to 175 degrees, and half speed,
I can chart
trade it.
Mr. Culver,
I see, sir.
175, half speed.
I see, sir.
Navigation dot Watson.
Bridge here. Change course to 175, Watson.
175. Aye, aye, sir. Clark.
Yes, Watson.
New course, 175.
175, aye.
Half speed.
Half speed, aye.
What?
We hit something. What is it, Watson?
Love, probably. Maybe it doesn't mean anything.
No, I guess not. Mr. Watson.
Yes, Clark.
We ever going to get out of here?
You mean the lava?
The whole business. We've been under rock for three months.
Keep quiet, Clark. Psycho officer has rubber heels.
I don't care about Carpenter. He's been over me already with those stinking reaction tests. He gives me one more plot to look at.
One degree correction.
Right. Mr. Watson. What was it like?
When?
On the surfaces. I never saw the surface. I was born in Denver Cave, half a mile down.
That was a long time ago, Clark.
Yeah. But you remember. Don't you? You and Kovacs are the only ones on the ship who remember the surface.
It was war then, too. Kovacs in the army and the infantry. the queen of battles. Well, queen's dead now.
What was it like?
You mean in the surface wars?
Yeah, well, they had chaplains. Chaplains?
I guess you never heard of that. Now we have psycho officers.
Yeah, I don't talk about religion much these days. It must have been something on the surface. I dream about that. I don't know what it was really like, but I dream about it. Then somebody takes me and shoves me down on my hot closet. They shove a big hand over my mouth. I can't breathe. I wake up and I want to bust out of here with fingernails.
What's the matter, Doc?
Nothing, Doc Carpenter.
Nothing?
No, sir.
We were just passing the time, Carpenter.
When's the last time you had an emotional reaction test, Watson?
I don't know. I forgot.
Just remember your seniority does MCM psychiatric review. This isn't some slipshod with organized superstition board.
The old chaplain weren't so bad.
Not scientific.
You know, I can remember when psychiatry had mental hygiene with the hope of mankind. Now look at it.
That goes in my report, Watson.
Make sure you spell my name right.
Now hear this. Attention all hands. Igneous rock detected. Fresh lava flow. Stand by to go to quarters.
You're lucky, Watson. I'll finish with you later. I've got to check combat hatch.
Sure, go with your inkblots. I'm busy. Go on, get out of the way. Get down to the combat hatch. They'll be happy to see you. Clark, check those dampers.
Jake Pat. Anytime you want to start in your line, you'll be awake. Rubber soul red cup. He's worked us all over. All except Norman. Hey, Norman. Norman, I'm your psycho.
I don't need it. I'm stable.
I bet you any money he's stolen from Carpenter. I've seen his two war wars now filed blank.
I heard a guy say he was born in a lab.
What do you mean?
You ever seen him, mate?
Oh, you're crazy.
The science press has been working on something like that. You know how many men they thought you were in the last draft? 900,000.
So what?
Suppose you run out of real men for soldiers. Suppose you forget how to make them. Artificial.
If they ever do, they ain't going to talk about it. Until it's combat tested.
Yeah, I never thought of that. Hey, Newman. What do you got inside of you? Gears?
I'm not supposed to talk about myself.
Yeah, well, suppose I make you so.
Hey, sit down, man. Well, how's everybody feeling? You coke?
All right. I'm all right, sir.
Sheehan?
Sheehan? I'm all right, sir.
Norman?
I'm all right, sir.
of course.
Very well, very well. Carry on.
Later,
Elevate 25 degrees.
Hey, Newman. Yes, you live on nicotine. Tobacco is necessary to me. Say that, Rob. Why did I tell you? Shut up and test your helmet radio. Snap it down. Hey, now I'll get mine.
Can you hear me? Is my income okay?
Keep the power up.
Newman, check your radar.
I can hear you.
Attention, combat attachments move out.
Where are those shower brothers with bad breakfast? I can remember when I had meat in the shower.
We had cooks set up food. At least we eat. How about him?
Do you need breakfast? I can wait without it. Navigation, Watson. Have speed. Have speed, I. Clark?
What?
What's the matter? You got the shakes?
No, I'm all right.
Have speed.
Have speed, I.
Attention, all hands. Enemy digs. Prepare for action. Close quarters. Enemy digs. Yeah. Watch. Full speed forward. No, I won't. Come on. Full speed forward. No.
Another wrench. Stop the ship. Get away. Stop the ship. I won't be killed. I won't. Are you hurt? All right, take it easy. What? I've got a gun.
Stop the ship. Stop me before I shoot you. Take it easy, boy. I won't be killed. Let him. Give you three watches and I shoot. I don't know what you're doing. Gonna stop the ship. One. You can wound the carpenter. That would have been enough. My judgment was far more than my wrist. I can't. Sure.
I'll get a detailed elder. Clean up after you. Well, Doctor, the commander says you rate citation. You would read my report to Mr. Helvey. Understand. I said, don't let the crew hear this. Wouldn't do more than an officer. Wouldn't want to be on the unstable. You won't keep it quiet, sir. The detail moved no body.
What's that?
Hold up. Reverse engine. Turn on drill. Tread station. Aye, sir. Full speed drill. Tread cut out. Blow up the dust. Blind light. Infrared. Stand by. Gunnery. Enemy navigation. Cut out drill. Cut out drill.
Fire when ready.
Fire!
Fire!
Contact signal received. Cease fire, Mr. Culver.
Enemy battery silent.
Give the go ahead to combat, make a move in.
Who tripped that line? Cut it off!
Bridge, what's wrong down there? Why the emergency? Prepare to abandon ship. Destroy the enemy and make use of their ship. Nothing else we can do. Look alive, sir. Attention, all hands. Prepare to abandon ship. Kovacs, have the ship's record packed and ready to go. Aye, sir.
Watson, what are you doing up here? The alert mode can't get out if the ship's engine reversed. She crawled back down the tunnel before she flew.
There's no way to set up remote control.
I know. I thought I could stay and run.
But the pile's going to blow.
I know.
All right, Lieutenant. Permission granted. You may stay with your ship.
Thank you, sir.
You may go.
Watson. Aye, sir.
You can't ask any man. This is not a time for centers, Mr. Culver. Doctor, you're all out. That's unstable state, Culver. It's obvious what's worth. He might as well die. I heard enough, Doctor. You had this coming on. Cover! Mr. Culver! Yes, sir!
All right, Kovacs. Release him.
Mr. Culver, I need you now, but if we come through this... I'll be forced to refer charges. Kovacs, help Dr. Culver. All right, Mr. Culver, give the order to abandon ship.
All the men away, Kovacs. Full speed reverse. I'm Watson. How long have we got before the pile? I don't know.
Kovacs, why did you stay? You could have put a ship for the others.
I had been saving the car. I got two. Would you like one?
That's good. Didn't answer my question, right? Why did you stay?
How about you, sir?
Me? I was in the last class of Annapolis, working underground, merged into the Geo Warfare Academy. I guess I just hang on to illusions. Dead position, sir. I suppose I did it because I thought it was the right thing to do.
Yeah, I guess that's it.
Go back to save the cigar against the rules. I've got something, too.
Book.
I saw it out of a hotel room in Frisco in the old days.
A Bible.
Yeah. Psycho officers don't allow them aboard. Carpenter would have had me in the cells if he'd known about it.
There goes the Geiger.
Blow any minute now. Kovacs? You remember this? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
He makes me lie down and leave me fast asleep. All right, guys. Now you know what we're going to do. Come on.
Let's go.
Look out. It's Fontaine. I can't give his face a plate.
But I'm in any way waiting for us.
Where are we? Will it be some resistance?
We can sneak into the bridge. Got him. There it is.
I don't like this.
They should have been glasses. Get that. You throw a hatch, I'll cover it with a gun. Get your voice around.
Right. Okay, open. Go, look at him. They're all dead. Every one of them.
Found.
Culver,
how soon can we get this
enemy
ship underway?
Give me the damage report.
Aye, sir.
The port tread knocked out. Armor breached after midships. Gun batteries inoperable. Lieutenant Adams estimated making limited headway in 2 days.
Very well.
Sir, is it necessary for me to have this guard tagging after me?
You're under arrest, Culver. Excuse me, madam,
sir.
Go ahead, Coke.
There was a message or something under the guy with a sword. I broke in. I kept it as a souvenir. I didn't mean anything wrong, sir. Hand it over. Culver, you read the enemy language. I'm afraid I'm under arrest. That'll do. Go ahead. From Supreme Headquarters, there's a code designated to all field commanders. Subject: Secret weapon.
X-39.
Failure of. One. Research project X-9. Released on South America front last night. X-9 semi-living chemical process attacking all forms of protoplasm was found to be uncontrollable. It's spreading through our armies all over the world. Two, you are instructed to...
Well?
That's all, sir.
Quiet! Gentlemen. There is only one way to interpret this news. Carpenter, you will inform all hands that the destruction of the enemy is worldwide. The war is over.
I strongly advise against the psychiatric implications.
What's the matter?
I don't know. Something, it's inside me. I've got to get...
Coleman, go after it. Come on.
No.
That can't happen to a man. Not that. It's Carpenter.
You can see that.
But that can't happen to a man.
He's dissolved.
What's going on here?
You don't understand, Commander. You didn't listen to that enemy message. A semi-living chemical process attacking all forms of protoplasm. All forms. Carpenter? And you and me. You understand why the enemy kills themselves. They knew. The war's over, all right.
There's got to be something to do. Culver, Thunder Waters!
It's too late for that, Commander. The war's over. They invented a perfect weapon. The human race is dissolved. That's funny. Dissolved like Carpenter.
Newman.
Is that you?
Yes.
They're all dead. Aren't they?
Yes. Commander Sanderson was the last.
Except for me.
I suppose so.
How about you?
It will not affect me. I am not made of protoplasm. I am an organic synthesis.
You can't die.
No. I am atomic powered. My breakdown point is calculated in thousands of years. I cannot destroy myself. I was conditioned against it.
Speak again. You'll be all alone.
I know.
Buried alive in a rock for thousands of years.
I'm sorry for you.
I'm sorry.
You'll be all alone. Ah.
It's starting.
Why did they make me so like the others? I can't even kill myself. Why can't I die?
But he was the master of the machine. But will he always be? Listen next week to the story of A Nightmare.
The Mad Max Acts is transcribed each week by the National Broadcast Company in cooperation with Reed Smith, publishers of the magazine Astounding Science Fiction. Today, the Mad Max Acts is written for radio by Ernest Benoit and the story by Paul Carter. Featured in the cast were Lawson Serbius Culver, Ralph Bell as Dr. Carter, Wendell Holmes as Watson, and Jack Grimes as Newman. Your host was Norman Rose. Music by Berman. Engineer George Mathis. The Mad Max is produced by William Welch and directed by Edward King.
Imagine X came to you from our radio studios in New York. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting.
It's Saturday morning. What more appropriate than the Saturday morning show? Here it comes at 6 a.m. Thank you for listening and stay tuned.